Cillian. Well, he's a bit mysterious. Certainly about his early years, in a close-lipped, British kind of way, that he's either learned or was born with. So what do we know? We know he spent at least part of his childhood in an orphanage in Belgrade in Serbia. He speaks Celtic, and sometimes he speaks with an Irish accent. But somehow, he ended up working for the British spy agency SB20, so he could have British blood. If he has, it's unlikely to be this kind.
You rang me, Lord?
And it's more likely to be this kind.
All right, so we can't say he's good?
Oh, no, he's better than good. He's a fucking liability.
He has revealed he spent some of his teens in Europe, picking up a few skills.
Time it took them.
Well, let's go.
To steal your car. 67.
That and a few more fun ones, too.
What do you think is more exciting, having sex? Or stealing cars?
Having sex. Boosting cars.
That is a good line.
Well, that was when he wasn't selling his body to the highest bidder. He's not ready to reveal much more about his background, but we know he's part spy.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
But not that sort. Part spook.
There's something strange in your neighbourhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
But not that sort either. And now he's working off the books.
As always, should you or any member of your IM force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
And that's where he runs into the rogue former Navy SEAL John Morse and his ex-team who are hunting him down. A team which includes a certain dark-haired, tattooed, scarred sailor who at first he doesn't realise is the same man he's been having cyber sex with, meeting up in club back rooms with, and who's been slowly picking off Cillian's informants. What's he going to do about Mal? We know what he likes to do with him. But can either of them come to terms with that meeting at the end of a knife blade, which has changed things for both of them? When he works it out, he might let us know. But until then, Cillian's staying true to form as a man of mystery.